you're going to go.
Okay, we're up to Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. Samach Hey Amud Aleph. We're up to the top of the page. Mosi Rav Avi asked the question. So you said that a child can be zeicher for themselves, perhaps matteda, and can be cannot be zeicher for others. How can we find by shetufim avoyz they could? So we said, because that's only the rabbanon. I called it tikkun rabbanon, came to raise a tikkun. That's only something that has no basis in the teda. That has a base in the teda. Not if it has no base in the teda. So mostly Rav Avi has a question. Ma'arimin on ma'isa sheni. A person wants a trick. He doesn't want to bring ma'isa sheni. How does he avoid going ma'isa sheni? Because if you said the owner redeems it, you got to pay an extra fifth. If someone else redeems it, even his own kids, you don't pay an extra fifth. So what he does is, Kate said, he tells his adult kids, or it is made Yiddish and his servant, here, take this money, you don't have to pay the extra fifth. Now, how is Shivcha Yechidami? This Shivcha, her stated that she can be paid on half of her master. Either Asya Beisaitis, she's very an adult, my boy, Gabay. Ella, what are you doing there? Ella, Adloy Asya Beisaitis. Then you did not bring Beisaitis. Not bring Beisaitis. Then she's a Ketana, so we see that she can be Zaycha on behalf of Achelim. Hocha Maiskin, and the Maisa Bezman has the Rabbonon. Maisa Bush is the Rabbonon. And, so that's why it helps. And really, the Mephoshim have a problem then. We just said that if something has an Iker in the Teda, you say, call the Dikar, and get the Iker. Maisa is an Iker in the Teda. Even Maisa with Manazer is based on Maisa Amol. That's Mamash Iker in the Teda. It should have been married to Maisa. Anyway,
I see you said Yehuda and then gentlemen. Right. Thank you.
Tazi wants to know, we just finished saying this whole idea that a cotton can be zeicher for himself or zeicher for others is if Dasa Ches Makna. Which Dasa Ches Makna here? By the Maisa Sheni, the she alone.
He's giving it to the Ketana.
Giving what?
The Maisa Sheni.
No, he's not. Giving money.
So he's being paid to the Maisa Sheni onto the money.
No. He has Maisa Sheni. Anybody can buy that Maisa Sheni and change it to money, and you don't pay the extra to a penalty. Only if he himself buys that Maisa Sheni and redeems it to change it for money. So L'cheda, there's no Dasa Ches Makna, they initiate it. But Tez explained that Truma Meiser of your 12-year-old or 11-year-old for a girl, Higia L'Oinus Nadorim, then you can make Nadorim. And if you hold it, you can make Nadorim, you can also make Truma. So it's a different gedder of a child. That means Tez learns that there's a different gedder of a child, under 12 and over 12 and over 13. And over 12, you don't need Dasa Ches Makna in order to be kind of Quintesis. Up to the Gemara here, Dav Samchei, now that we're all here, but 12 lines on the top.
65:81.
The Omba Ivriya, right in the middle of the line, 11 lines on the top. The Omba Ivriya is Manas Amika. If we're talking about today's time, where do you find the whole concept of a Jewish maid? What time didn't we learn? Ain't never even know you was Mashiach even know you. When do you have ever divinity? Only when there's Yevil. So if there's no Yevil, there's no ever divinity. So how can there be such a concept of a Jewish maid today? We're talking about a potted plant that is not punctured, so that's only giving true. Ma'isa Shein is only the Rabbanon, but even the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rava sums it up as follows. Gimul Midas Bekotten, there are three stages by a child. So we already had before the name of Rav Acha. We had Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. We said if you take a nut and you throw it away, you keep it, and a stone you throw it away. Or if you take an object and you give it back. Now, because Lachlovin breaks in 3K. Gimul Midas. Tzroi, because Tzroi is okay. Take a rock and throw it away. Egg is not your keep. Zoich la'atzme, zoich for yourself, and zoich la'chem, like I said before. Ukenegdan, and therefore, since you're Biktana, Miskadesh, Midrabon, at least you're Mekudesh, Lemian, when you get 12 years old, you have to walk out. Hapa'ut is the young ones, which is around 6 or 7 years old. Mekha, Mekha, what they buy is a buying. Memkra, Memkha, what they sell is what's selling. But we are only by Metaltin. Only by Metaltin. Ukenegda Biktana, a 6 or 7 year old girl. is she's mature enough that you can divorce her. Mizgaresha bekedusha via, that you can divorce her because she understands already she was sent away. You shouldn't come back. So 67-year-old.
That age of 6, if they can be married, can they be married also?
We just said that. Mekha, mekha, memka, memka. But they sell. They can sell. But this is all Madrabanan. Where you're kind of Matayda. The problem is if Dasach has Makta, you're kind of Matayda. Yeah, and talk about him in Tautlin, it's like a special thing. We'll do Rashi in a minute. Who connect them? By girl, Miss Gadesh, Kedusha, she can also be divorced. The Kedusha of her father. Higi Eloinas Nadori. You reach the age of Nadori, which is what, 12 years old. For a boy, 11, a girl. Nidrei and Neder. And Nadorim are Nadori. Migdash and Hegdish. The Hegdish is Hegdish. Who connect them? Bigtana and become the girl. Chayletz, if she's 12 years old. If she's, say, 11 years old. She's still under age, but she's 11 years old. We say that she can be chaylet. But in order to be mature, to be able to sell property, actually, Ben has to be 20 years old. If you're under 20 years old, even though you're bar mitzvah, 17, 18, you cannot sell property. And we'll have to learn more about Basra. Rashi. Sholosh midos chalukas bezchid. Cut the second narrow line. Just explain what happened there. Three measures. Connect the b'ktana choshiv lo. If he throws his pebbles, keeps the stones, then he is zoich for himself and cannot be zoich rabbi. Talking about now, a really young kid here, maybe 4 year old. He can be zoich for himself, but cannot be zoich on behalf of others. Choshiv lo yedas and connect the b'ktana. Says Rashi, a ktana choshiv lo yedas lishma. She's very considered mature that she can guard her. Kedusha, Miss Kadesh, Kedusha Ima, therefore she and her mother, or her brother, can be Makadash or Daita. Ibe Kabbalah's Atma, Ima Yisema, Yisema, at the age of 12, she walks out. Lemi, and Shatzicha, Lemoy, and she has to walk out. Many Yaita Blemi, she can't just walk out without saying to her husband, I'm not interested. It's not me, Yavam is called to the Nation, Yachar Lishma Kedusha. If she's so immature, she can't even guard her Kedusha, Ain't at Tzicha Lemoy, you don't even have to be mine, but Zuya Das, if she knows how to. The next stage is Hapu'ut, now you're talking about 7 or 8 years old. Tanan Ban is 6 or 7 or 8. Tanan Mizrokin, the Mecha Mecha, the Metaltin, Pashin, we explain, Kibashis, Kibatamne, like 6 or 8 years old. We connect the Mektana, in this case, not only Kedushin, but she can also be divorced. She's old enough to understand that if her father married her off, she can be divorced. Because it's a proper divorce. She's old enough, mature enough to understand. She's thrown out of the house. She doesn't go back. But she gives the yamalolam. Mishalcha, you can say away. Mechazel, Karina, Bei, Mizgadesh, Bei Kabbalah, Asma, Fila, Kibba, Bei Gdusha. Even the father accepts Gdusha. Mez, Avavich, Yudhi, Gdusha, Mataydi, Gdusha, Mataydi. The father accepts Gdusha, Mataydi. She's mature enough to receive a get because Mishalachas, the Eino Chazeres. 8 years old. 7, 6 to 8. Yesterday we were talking about a divorce. Yesterday we learned about the stages in a child. Picking up, we didn't say what age. We never said ages. We said taking a stone and throwing it away, and a nut and keeping.
What's good and what's bad.
Exactly. Yeah, that's if a brother of that's yeah. We said that a few days ago. That's if we didn't say nominated age. We just said if they sent away, they don't understand. They come right back home again. You cannot divorce them. So now we never put down an age to it. Now we are. We're saying it's under six years old, between 6 and 8. Every girl is maturity. That's the average age, 6 and 8. Some are more precocious than others. Next Rashi, the next stage is when you're 12 years old for a boy or 11 girl. Shona achas lifnei narisa, 1 year before they're adult. Nidre nivdokin, we start looking into the nidonin. The number says nidre bas achas adishon emecha nidre nivdokin. We check her; she understands what she's saying. Vim yada loyma l'shem mi nadre. She understands what she's saying. L'shem mi higdeisha nadre nadre higdeisha hegdish. Everything is all right, and therefore she's also mature enough for chaletzes. Says Rashi, imavia simon nivlama shumaninu. We don't say that just shuma is just ad hoc. Avo kaidim asan 4 or 11 years old. Ketani, she's a ketani. Ain't simon asan nothing but any chaletzes. No chaletzes. Each ksev pasher machine. Each relish compared to two. Property at which is pretty interesting. Yeah,
Katin
is immature.
Minor.
Just minor, not, but isn't that even less?
Is that under Kuftes Yud? No,
Katin. It's for a male and a female.
Oh, because Katan is male and
Katana.
Yes, that's Katin.
Okay, back to the Gemara, Mishnah. If a Ketana sends a Shlech and says, be a Shlech Kabbalah, we know that a Ketana cannot appoint a Shlech, and again, it's not valid. That she can get the other until the get arrives in hand. The husband can change his mind all the time because she's not divorced until she receives the get. But once she receives it, she's obviously divorced. As long as she's mature, she gets sent away, she doesn't come back. She ain't cutting Yosef Shlech. We had 2 days in the Gemara, and the man knows that, so therefore he definitely had a mind that this person should be a Shlech Lelacha. The father said, "Tzevis kabbalah biti gita," but the father, who has a right to accept the get on behalf of the daughter, says to a man, "I want you to receive the get from my 8-year-old daughter." Once the husband gives to that man, fafalim, because the girl is divorced. Ten gets at least more complaining. If a man says, "Give this get to my wife," who lives in Melbourne, and he gave it to her somewhere else, possible is possible. Why? Because he clearly said, "I want to give it to Melbourne." Sorry.
He lives
to her in Melbourne.
Nowhere else.
We read it as if saying nowhere else, and if you give it anywhere else, he didn't do the shlichus. Maybe he doesn't want anyone else to know, or Yudavka wants everybody in town to know how embarrassed
that's
it is.
That's his instructions. That's the thing. Yeah. It's his prerogative to give the get. And that's his instructions. I want you to do it in such a manner. Just deliver it in that place.
So therefore, you're writing it in Melbourne. You should actually be located in the city when you're writing to get rather than Caulfield.
It's actually machlekes about all these things. Are these neighbourhoods ever in like a city or not? Because this is more arbitrary. Why is Caulfield end here and there? And one state government binds everybody together.
Isn't that one of the reasons why they? They always use a body of water to identify it, you know, Al Yad Nahar Yara. Or
if
something.
There was.
There is.
Yeah. In Europe, every city is built in a river. Well, that's how Europe is.
That was the main transport and yeah. Trade routes.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mainly.
How do they transport? Large cities.
Okay.
Every large city in Europe.
I think my mother's city, Debrecen, was the second city in what do you call it?
Okay. I can't bring it from Hungary.
The capital of
you go to Vienna, who's on the river. You go to all these. But every major city in Europe, you go through.
Vienna, the Danube, all beautiful.
In Germany, I think some of these big cities inland are not.
Mainly they are.
Where's Hamburg? And what river is Hamburg?
Hamburg's on the sea. It's a port city. Hamburg is a port city. Yeah, Frankfurt am Main, Frankfurt am Oder.
That's right.
All of these different cities, they're mainly they're all on rivers.
Which one? I was in Frankfurt also.
Unfriendly city.
I stayed in the Yid's house. It was very nice.
You
go to Schul, the Schul has still the Nazi sign saying, you know, Arbe Mach Leben Frei, because they took over the main Schul in Frankfurt as the headquarters. They put all the signs up. Still there. Vienna's even worse. Okay. Ha'oim at 10 gets a leash in the marketplace with Dafkova Divinosla Mokamach Apostle. Harehi be marketplace. If he says he's just giving an address, and by the way, my wife, you'll be able to find her in Melbourne. The Nosla Mokamach Kosher, because he didn't mean Dafka limited to Melbourne, just notifying where it is. Each owner, if a woman says he's Kabbalah, get the marketplace. If a woman says the Kabbalah, they get in this place. Vikibla Mokamach, and he accepts somewhere else, Apostle. If a woman said, be Makabal, they get for me in this place, in Makabal, in a different place, Apostle. Same thing. The woman wants a dafka here, and you went somewhere else. So it's possible. Rabbi Loza Machshir. The woman wants to know why Rabbi Loza only argues in the case of the woman, doesn't argue in the previous case. Rabbi Loza says that even if he said, receive the gift from me in this city, she didn't mean to say dafka in the city. Pick up else, we get it elsewhere. Havalagit, more complaining, bring me the get, transport me the get from that place, but not the Kabbalah, baby, the Mokamacha, bro, that was kosher. There is kosher. Telling about Rabbi Loza, my shodation, why? When the man says, and give it to her in this city, we say if you don't do it there, it's possible. And Rabbi Loza doesn't argue. And why? When the woman says, pick it up in this city, and you go somewhere else, Rabbi Loza says, no problem. It's chiluk. Simple. The husband has total control. If he says, I wanted Dafka to go to Melbourne, then cup it. Every word he says, this is what I want, and this is the way I want it to be done. You don't want to do it, said Rabbi Loza's major. That if he tells you, give the get in Melbourne, and you don't give it in Melbourne, you're not yet.
You haven't fulfilled
his instructions. Exactly. She has no day, really. Whatever the husband gives her, that's what she's going to take. It's a matter of Mokim. She's only trying to tell him where the husband can be found. Mishnah, Hovel Giti, a similar story, but not with Truma. She sends somebody says be a shleich kabbalah, ichelus, but ashay be a shleich leholacha. I want you to be a courier and bring me the get. But till I receive the get in my hand, I'm not divorced. Then ichelus betruma. She's married to a kohen. She continues truma. Until you get the other, till the get comes to her hand. Because kolman, the get didn't arrive to her hand. She's not divorced. But to her own shliach, she could tell. She cannot make conditions. What do you mean by cannot make conditions?
She can't make conditions, but she can refuse to get
all
the
get. Not entirely Gemara. She has absolutely no opinion, no date. It's only Rabbeinu Gershom whom so gave her an opinion.
She can appoint the shliach to deliver the ksuba, as opposed to she to receive it on her behalf.
Of course she could. But if she said to the shliach, be a shliach elacha, then she's not divorced till she receives it. So she continues to remember. But if she says to the shliach, I want you to receive it on my behalf, which we call the shliach kabbalah, the moment the shliach receives it, she's divorced. So the moment she sends him, she's no longer like it, because how do you know when the shliach will receive it? He's kabbal ligita asur miyad, straight away, because you don't know when the shliach will receive it. What happens, he says to the shliach, she says to the shliach, he's kabbal ligita, I'm going to blame you, I want you to see it again for me in this place. If she says eat truma until you get she says bring me the get from this place, she can continue truma until the get reaches that place. It sounds like the shlich actually received the get in another city. He then has to take the get into that city, and the moment he enters that city, she, wherever she'll be divorced. Which is a big problem, because we said before that the Chachamim say if she nominates a city, then only in that city the get a valid. If this shliach picked up the get in another city, we kaplish machin. There's no shlichus here. So how does that work? Sorry?
It's not only being in the city.
No, shliach kabbalah means the moment the shliach receives it, she's already set free.
Kabbalah means that this guy is an extension of her hand.
The reason we do that is very simple.
It's for her.
The reason why it's very hard to find a shlich to schlep all the way back here. But if you tell a shlich, you don't have to schlep back here. I just want you to represent me wherever you are. As soon as you get it, I'm a free woman. And it doesn't matter if you schlep back me or you tell somebody, I'll know already. So therefore, and she assumes 2 weeks to get there. So 3 weeks later, she walks around a free woman. She's supposed to be a free woman. Remarried, not remarried. She wants to be a free woman. What brings Aedis? Rabbi Lezer says it's a valid get. Wherever he picks it up, it's a valid get. So therefore, she's already right away nala itrum. You tell me that if she tells him, go to city A, and that's where you see my get. And he went to city B, then when he gets to city A, she's divorced. But how can that be? Well, I'm the day she said before, lo have a get. If she nominates a town, that's the only place where you can receive it. She said to the man, go to the city A and pick up the get. But I want you to know, sometimes he's in city B. The fact that she said that shows already she's not trying to make it conditional that the only place you can receive is city A. She's just trying to make it easier. Exactly. This is what he said. Take it wherever you can find him. I think that's where he'll be. But it's not a valid get until he arrives to the city of Machsaya. Straight away. Why? Because he holds the valid get wherever you picked it up. So even if you pick it up in city A or city B, she's divorced. And he muttered, it's the same thing as the previous mission. Just said before, only giving a geographical place. So of course she's divorced straight away. She said, this is what she said to the shlich, go to the east, because the east is be mizach, because that's where my husband is. And what happened, the shlich first went to the west, in this case I would have thought, true, she doesn't care where he picks it up, but the pastures, the husband is not in the west, he's only in the east. So she can still eat in truma another week or so till he gets to the east. No, we're still chayish to deal about it. Gozel make a goyis bay. Could be while he was traveling to the west, they bumped into each other. And the husband gave him the get. Someone says, "Shliach, I want you to make me an edev out of dates. I want you to make the edev chumim where you make it extend the distance I can walk on Shabbos, and I want you to put over there a basket of food, and that means it's in my new home, and I can walk another 2,000 amas. I want you to use dates." But what happened was, he went ahead and used dried figs, or begreidis. He told him use begreidis. Use dates. One bris we learned, eidu ve'eidiv. Doesn't make a difference. It's validative. In other words, only matter mokum hulay. I'll just give you an idea what food you should take, but I don't really care. So it's like, this is like a blazer. The Tanya Eidach, ain't a Ruby Eidach. I told you, use dates. Why do you think my figs? Or vice versa. Amar Rabba Lekasha. Har Rabban, Har Rablazer. Rabba Rabbanon, who are very pedantic, therefore it's not valid Eidach, because I told you one thing, why do you use the other? And according to Rablazer, it doesn't really matter. Mara Mokamiloi. So the Gemara, no. Abloz doesn't really care, so therefore whatever you put out is good, and the other one, Rabban, are very makbid. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisuf, how it says, they both could be Rabban, they both be Rabban. Can b'shaloi, can b'shal chavede. If it's his own tvur, then he doesn't really care what do you take. I just gave an idea. But if it's therefore the Bryce says a valid Eidim, even though I told you dates, you use right figs. But if it's somebody else's, somebody else gave him and says you could take this and make an Eidim out of it, then he turns around and tells the shliach use the dates. Then that's what you have to use.
Why
because
that make a difference?
Because it's not mine to make it. It's not mine to be free to lose someone else's tvuah. My own tvuah, you know, I want you to do me a favor, make me the Eidim chumins. Even though I mentioned that one thing, if you take another thing, it doesn't bother me. If it's someone else, I have no right. I have a right to be loose with somebody else's thing. That guy gave me dates to give to him, and I turned around and gave it to Shalich. I said, use the dates. And you went around and turned to use dried figs. You can't do that. We never had permission to do it. So this was no good. Yeah. So another, your friend said, I give permission to use my dates, and you could use it for your Eved Chumin. You have no right to take this guy's dried figs. It's not yours. You can't be free and with someone else's objects. Says the mother, okay, you Rabbi Yisrael make chilul shalom shalachedim. Amalei bai evel is abai. Turn around to Rabbi Yisrael, never lets them rest. But the whole time we learned how I'm milush lucha. The guy says shalich utterly b'migo. I want you to place my ediv in this. When you get to the 2,000 amos, you see this little tower there. I want you to put it in there. And the idle b'shoy instead he put in the chinku, but b'shoy the chaytom put in the chinku. Idle b'middle tanya chol one brayse we learned eruv eidiv. The tanya ich eruv eidiv. So if you learn the way Rabba learned that this is Rabban Rabba Lazar, Rabban are very careful when I tell you something. I mean exactly that. Yeah, specific. And according to Rabba Lazar, they don't really care. I understand the machlekes, but according to Rabbi Yisrael, the difference is if it's my own or somebody else's. What does it do with middle or placing the eidiv here or placing it there? Hasa maisha loyva shechavedika. What's going on here? Gemara says you learned wrong pshat. Also, nami, but he's telling you not where to put the fruits. He's telling you where to take the fruits. He told him take the fruits from the mingle or take the fruits from the shevich. And if one bray says it doesn't matter, one bray says it does. You know why? Because it depends if it's my own fruits or someone else's fruits. If someone else said to me, you know, you can take the fruits of the tower, it doesn't bother me. You want to use it for your eved chumin, use it. For your own eved chumin, out of mine. And I turn to the shliach and I say, use the fruits from the tower. And he went and took the fruits from the chicken coop. I never had permission to take those fruits. So therefore, it's not valid. Mishnah. If a man says, kisvu get for truly ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Girshua. In other words, this is the expression he used. He said, write a get and give it to my wife. What does that actually mean? He means, go see the entire transaction of the get from the beginning to the end. Or girshua. If you use the word girshua, is also a lashon of getting divorced. Kiss we get is with Tanula. If Orvi says, write a letter and give it to her, this is also a language of get. Because you write in the get, and this is the get as Shavukin and so on. Hari Elu, in all of these cases, if I gave these instructions to a Shaliach, Yichtivu, they write, the Yitnu, they give it. What happens? I say the word Patrua. If I say Patrua, or Pitrua, we'll soon see. Patrua means she's exempt, or whatever, or Parnesua. Or he says, give her food. Asula kinim was do to her what the right thing to do according to the land, or asula kuro, do something which is suitable, loyamaklum. None of these lashainas necessarily mean I want to divorce her. They can mean other things as well. Because pata can mean either send her away, depends which language, Aramaic or Hebrew, or pata can mean take care of all of her loans, pata her, make her exempt from all paying her loans. So, no, right, what I meant it, yeah. Or you must say kinimus. Tundra, we learned. Shalchua, if you say the Lashon Shalchua, which is a Lashon in the Tate of a Shulchuba base when it comes to a get, or you use a Lashon Shavkua, which is the language inside the get, you get a Shavukin, or you use a Lashon Tarchua, which is also the Lashon you use in the get. When you say right before Shavukin, you say Sefer Tiruchin, Hari El Yichtvu, V'yitvu. These are all languages of Gitin, and the Shliach will then go ahead and do his thing. What happens? You say Patrua, You use the word patrua, which could mean one or two things. Either send her away, get, or it could mean pay off her chayvus. Or panasua could also mean take care of her. Asula could even do like the laws of the land. Or asula kuro, do what's suitable to her. La amaklum. In all these cases, she's not divorced. That's what it seems to agree with our Mishnah. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Nasa says, pitrua. If he says pitrua, pitrua means divorce. Dvar of kayamim. That's how the one girsa. Rashi has another girsa. Rashi says, let's do Rashi. Nasa name pitrua dvar of kayamim. The pitrua, pitru with a yud, pitrua sounds like divorce. Loshen get pturin kach shemaiti. Velina says Rashi. To me, it seems three lines and wide lines. Hafu pumfaket. Patrua is an instruction. Patrua, send her away. Pitrua is not loshen. Is more peik teigol chayvis. Patrua shall koch loshen tzavoy instructions. Kama shall chos send her away. Kama dabru shavru who loshen get pturin. This is a get that you're sending away. Shehu dagush. This is an emphasis. Patrua. That means send her away. Give her a get. Pitrua shibalosh tzavahu rafi, but pitrua, which is Hebrew, and in the lashon of tzavah in degrees, this is a much softer kind. Patrua is much stronger. It's a lashon dogish. This is a lashon kal. Pitrua is like I'm even asking you. Mashamru shilchu mikem, send amongst you a shimu malachim av pitrua hu lashon patur v'chayva. Pitrua also means a lashon, could also mean, because that pitrua doesn't only mean sending away, could also mean exempt her. In other words, pay your chayvus and all that. Because if he meant to send her away, he would have used the word patrua, which is much stronger. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav says, Rabbi Nosson de Bavlo. Rav Nosson comes from Bavlo, Nosson Bavli. Who die? He makes a distinction between Pitruha le Patruha. Patruha is send her away. And look at Rashi. Dayig ben Pitruha, second white line, ben Patruha. Look at Rashi says it. Interesting. Shemesaprin pa'omim beloshon arami pa'omim beloshon ivri. The Jews in Babel spoke both languages. They spoke loshon kaidish and they spoke English. Arami is not Yiddish. Arami is English. Is the language of the land. So they spoke Aramish and they spoke Hebrew. Some they spoke both languages. So they were very particular to make sure if the word was in Aramaic, this is how you say it. The word in Hebrew is how you say it. Hechaki ame patrua loshon getvi. Meant to say divorcer. Peturin Hushahidgish, he would say Patrua, which is an Aramaic, which is very strong. Vesipa Beloshon Arami, he would speak in Aramaic, because in Aramaic, Patrua is strong. The Chi Oma Pitrua, if you use the word Pitrua, it's not Aramaic, that's already Hebrew. Sipa Beloshon Ivri, and in Ivri, Beloshon Petur Vachayva. However, says back to the Gemara, that's Nosna Babli who makes that distinction, because our Mishnah makes no difference between Pitrua and Patrua. Tana didon de Baret Yisrael. Our Tana says the Gemara is from Eretz Yisrael, because most of them are Eretz Yisrael. Loi dayik. Why weren't they particular between the Aramaic and Hebrew? Look at how she says it. Tana didon de Baret Yisrael. The whole sipuri loshen ivri. They only spoke Hebrew, which is hard to understand. So why in the world would Talmud Yishalmi be written in most difficult Aramaic if they only spoke Hebrew, and it's written in Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yechon Shlokish was the very first generation. They straddled Tanoim. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rebbe. What happened? They said, the whole Sipuri Loshen Ivri, Loidayig Ben Patrua Ben Pitrua. The Lav Leget Peturin Yichav. He never spoke Aramaic. There's such a thing as Patrua. The Peturin Loshen Arami Utagim Shishaluach. So therefore, Patrua or Pitrua is both of them. He's saying that it is an Aramaic word, Pater. So even though they only spoke Hebrew, because they were not experts in Aramaic, it didn't make a difference in Patrua Pitrua. In Bava, they spoke Aramaic all the time and Hebrew, so if he wanted a divorce, he would say Patrua. And if he says Pitrua, that means... He meant, but in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't experts in Aramaic.
So what the heck is he doing talking Aramaic to give her a get?
It's a better question. The whole Yerushalmi is hard to understand.
Wouldn't he speak
because
Hebrew?
The Lashon of the get is, we know the get itself is written in Aramaic. The get is written in Aramaic, even Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's a lot we had before. Rabbi Yehuda, they gave us the lashon of the get, and was all b'dein l'chi tehevi, and all that. That's all Aramaic. A good question: why would the Tanoim have made it in Aramaic in the first place if they never spoke Aramaic?
Unless
Rashi just said, whole unless Dafka Tanoim spoke on Hebrew. Hebrew. Yeah, maybe only on the Tanoim.
The question of the Rashi.
If the street language in Aramaic and the Tanoim spoke on Hebrew and they made the whole Gemara in Aramaic, that tells you really something about who the Gemara is written for. For the common Amcha, who never can't even open Yerushalmi. Let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, think about it. Oh my Rav, Rav Nosson the Bavlohu. Sorry, Ibailu had a question. What about use the word Haitziua? By it says v'yotza mibeitz v'haiselishacha. So Haitziua, does that also mean a divorce? Or he wasn't really using a lush of the pasuk. He just meant that she walks out. Haitziua mai or azvua mai. Use the word azvua, which is like the translation of the Aramaic igeta shavukin. Oh, because that's not the word in the get. Doesn't mean get. These are all words that could be interpreted in two different ways. Hitirua mai, when he used the word hitirua, what do you mean by hitirua? Does it mean hariat mutez l'choladim, which is, or he means that I'm matin the darim? Or azvua mai, okay, we just said it, yeah. Hinichua mahu, what about if he says hinichua, let it be, ha'ilula mahu, help her out. Also look at das mahu, do according to the law of the land, what do you mean, which law? Law of gitir, other laws. Let's at least resolve one thing over here. The time we learned Asa Lakadas. If he says, do like the tradition is. Asa Lakanim is like the laws. Asa Lakaro, like suitable. Like Amaklum. Doesn't mean anything. Like says, not Mishnah. Next Mishnah. But he's showing in the beginning, they would say, Hayyati Bekoiler, if somebody's being led to the gallows to be killed, and he screams out, Kisfu Getli Ishti. All he said was, write a get. This I give it to her. But why did he say to write a get? Because he knows he's about to be killed. He wants to say, spare his wife the anguish of a Yibum. So even though he didn't say the full sentence, we know from the context what he meant. They could write and they can give it because that's what he meant. Then later on they went back and they said furthermore, if somebody's going overseas or is about to travel in the wilderness, they're also scared. They're very scared what's going to happen. They were, in those days they used to wait till they had a whole group of people and they used to arm themselves. Who knows if they'd make it out to the other side. If he also says write a get to my wife, even though he didn't finish off saying give it to her, we know that's what he meant, because he wants
wagon trains in the States, in the West.
That's right, Wild West. Yeah. Then Rab Shimon Shazuri in the halacha here, like Shimon Shazuri says, Av Hamasukin. He says that even somebody's very, very sick and they think he's dying, and he turns around and says, write a get for my wife, even though he didn't say the words give it, he knows what he means give it. Three more lines. Geneva. Rashi doesn't bring this Gemara down, but Geneva Yoitzibe Koylahava. He's being led to the gallows. He was killed. When he was being led to the gallows to be killed, this is the story we had of Zayin Amalov with Marakwa. Yeah, he's the one in Zayin Amalov with Marukva. He's the one that we had twice, Lamed Aleph and Beis, and we had 2 days in the Gemara that the Amorayim walking around saying, this guy's a Baal Machlekes. What do we do with this guy? Should we stand up then in the summer bay? Should we stand up? Shouldn't we stand up for him? And then they invited him, he was an Amorayim and everything else. I mean, he knew what he had to learn. And yet, he was sent to the gallows because he mutchered Marukva. He gave Marukva a very hard time, which we don't know exactly what the story there was. So it looks like it's not a part of the story. Love to know what happened there.
That's the Goyish.
Exactly, but we had enough Zayin Amal Aleph. It was a punishment because he was. Now Marukva said, "I can massa." He used to drive Marukva crazy. We don't know exactly about what. And Marukva wanted permission to go to the authorities to massa on him, and they said no. And then he drove me more crazy. He said, I can go to the authority of Mass, and they told him, you keep quiet, you go learn the base of Medish, and he'll get his punishment. And the punishment was that he did some other crime, or whatever it is, and he was being led to the gallows. So we had two stories, that it was called Geneva, it was about Machlekes, as before the gallows, and the Damaroim said he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. And they used to argue, should we stand up for him, should we stand up, and the end, and each time he outsmarted them. Or he knew, you know, he knew Psukim, he knew how to learn. And now, finally, he's being killed. And he'll go do this more tomorrow.